crisis, you know, I've thought through a principle is a principle, whether things are going well or things are going poorly, and that's what makes it that way.
Yeah, well, doesn't it? Yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking.
What a time to be promoting a book, talking about a book, but and kind of show people what has kind of revolutionized or dictated or whatever word you want to use. I mean, I said I really didn't want to do an autobiography, but I'm preachy, dictatorial kind of book.
What inspired you to write the book? I mean,
common threads here, and there's some principles that kind of weave through your life that we can go back over your life, dictated or whatever word you want to use. A principle is a principle, whether things are going well or things are going poorly, and that's what makes retirement. And as I went through that, and as we looked at those, it was just a lot of fun to say, yeah, you're right, this is a principle. And what happened was that it kind of worked it backwards. We didn't pick principles and say, okay, now let's prove them. So we started the media tour on September 11th, which we had to cancel, of course, because of the crisis in New York.
Absolutely amazing. I just, and it's real entertaining. That's what I kind of like about it.
All right,
tell us a little bit.
Greetings. Welcome,
welcome
to this show.
So glad you remembered to listen.
This one, because it's a good one, it's a special one, it's a quick one, because it's a holiday out here in the United States of America. I think it's the 4th of July. You know, it's Labor Day. A day they celebrate dead pregnant women and men who push together the uterus. And then those babies become horrible adults, and we're celebrating them for some reason. I'm not really familiar with the history of Labor Day. I think they have their own. But sure, this is a fast episode. It's a fast one because it's growing as you can say. Assignment to a land far, far away from
Or from here.
For me, it's a quicker drive down the street. But I'm going to go there, and I'm going to be doing stuff, and I'm going to do side assignments from that exotic location. So you can all just sit back and wait for that. Get tired of all this bullshit. But you know what else? I was going to find an old, touch freak, four-track recording or something to play. Play some music, fill this thing out, this podcast out. I don't want to know, I'm feeling let down, like I'm gonna die. Not out there for them, or in this for them. I'm out here for you. This is weird. I'm not a straight person job. Like a normal person job. You know, the squares. One of the normies now. Sports you gotta keep up with. You know, all of that stuff for some reason. I have no idea why. But, it's just how it goes. It's kind of depressing, you know, because, a friend of mine was reminding me the other day about how I'm not getting paid. And, so the cash.
Almost be able to speak of the double octopus and I eat bread.
I'm the Gordon's at Gloucester Fisherman with a totally new kind of fish sticks and fish portions.
Some freeway
trouble. And different paradise from the regular kind because they're really crunchy. Crunchy and delicious. Because we start with flaky white portions of fish dipped in a rich, thick batter that's made with real eggs.
See, I don't know.
Tropical paradise.
I think I'll give it a try.
The more that is pronounced, the more people are neurotic. Yeah. They get neurotic because they have two different ways. They contradict themselves all the time. And just as much as they are conscious of themselves, but they don't know it.
Wow. Another piece of New York fell by the curbside today for who knows how long. The evidence of our crumbling city, this time parking meters, vital cogs in the revenue machine. Milton Lewis has been following the meter service mess for months, and he begins our series of reports on New York in decay.
They think they are all one. Everybody sees that they are two.
Yeah.
And some know him only from one side, some others know him only from the other side. And then there are situations that clash, because the way you are creates certain situations with people in your relations, and these two situations don't chime.
Green.
It probably won't come as any great surprise, but now it's official. There are now even more headless and floating parking meters than ever before. And as a result, the city has stopped paying the firm responsible for keeping those meters in good shape.
And that even though that is a huge ideal,
would you say that the individual may even have more than two personas? In other words, would he could possibly...
Very well to play more than two or more. But there are.
And a lot of people, for
example, in my profession field, it's important to get mad, get damn angry. Stay angry if you have to, because anger is better than being a victim and all this kind of stuff. You know, a lot of therapists feel that way. And a lot of therapists feel like, okay, if you're depressed, get mad and get up and get out of here.
It also laid off some 106 people. S&D, which got a two-year, $14 million contract last summer, contends that the city owes it about $3 million. And until that little matter is straightened out, well, it just won't fix or replace any meter.
Person A doesn't know of the existence of the person B, but B knows of A.
Yeah.
Or there may be a third personality, C, that doesn't know of the two others.
Yeah.
See, there are such cases in literature.
Yeah.
There are, but they are rare.
Very rare.
The ordinary cases is just an ordinary dissociation of a personality.
Yes.
One calls that a systematic dissociation, in contradistinction to the chaotic or unsystematic dissociation you find in schizophrenia.
The head of the company, Henry Simpson, refused to be interviewed today on camera, but conceded it was obvious that the traffic department was not overjoyed with his firm's performance.
Now, I don't want to say that there's absolutely no value in that at all.
And are they demanding payment of $7.40 per month for each meter, whether they're working or not?
That's correct. How would you describe the job that S&D Maintenance was doing?
Well, it was poor performance. There were at least 6,000 more that are not operational now that were operational at the beginning of the contract.
I'm standing on 72nd Street, just east of Broadway.
Next time.